Time to settle down, but I guess that's the best way to do it. Is just get into it. If I can just silence my phone. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we humbly approach you this morning. Even Lord, as we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to gather in your house, to gather in this way, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, just to hear from you, Father God, to worship you, to praise you. Amen. Lord, just to have fellowship one with another. Amen. Lord, we appreciate these moments and times, Lord, we don't take them for granted. Amen. Especially at a time and a season where we see, Lord, that time, as it were, is drawing near. So, Father God, how we want to stick more closer together, Lord, and more closer unto Thee. So we're praying, Father God, for Your grace and Your mercies, Lord. Father, even as we want to commit the service into Your hands, Lord, please, Father God, as is always our desire, You have preeminence. Heavenly Father, Your sons and Your daughters, they've come from their different homes, the different places, Lord. Father God, to hear from You. So we're praying for grace, we're praying for mercies, please undertake. Father, we give the service over into your hands, Lord, and we pray, Father God, that you'll settle our hearts, our minds, Lord. We, Father, at the end of busy weeks and traveling, Lord, and all those things, but our desire is to be settled before you, Lord, so give us grace, give us mercies, Lord. Father, we pray, even thinking of Brother Maxwell, Lord, and family who can't attend even on this day, please undertake for and help him with the situation with his car. Lord, we pray that you'd bless your servant richly and abundantly. Father, even as we give thanks and commit the service over to you, in your precious name, Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Just to finish off on the last time we were here, we spoke a little bit about keeping thy foot. And we'll just finish off on that, I hope, by the grace of God, just a few minutes to finish off, because we're almost finished. Maybe if we could turn to, if you could get us Ecclesiastes 5. I can turn to it. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1. It says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Verse 2, please. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Also, John 14, verse 15, please. If you love me, keep my commandments. You may be seated. Just to recap a little bit, last time when we spoke, we're speaking because it's where we would have desired to get to, is just to the place of, as it were, the way which we'll keep order or conduct ourselves in the house of God. But we last time when we spoke, just to recap on it, we spoke in the way to say that when we keep our foot or when coming into the house of the Lord, the correct way that it should be is that it doesn't begin here at the door. You know, keeping thy foot is the way which we conduct ourselves. It's an everyday living. You know, the prophet said that a Christian life is an everyday rugged living for the Lord. But we know that you pick up your cross daily, every day. You're carrying that cross. And it's in that atmosphere that already the spirit of keeping thy foot is already there with us. So it's we always know that we're in trouble if when you arrive at the doors of the church and then you're remembering, oh, I didn't commit myself, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. That's not the way which we want to be, because like we were saying last time, is that when we come into the house of God, for the Lord to move, we are in a partnership with God. There's no way which the Lord can just move on his own. The Lord, we know that he has tied himself together with us. He has made that partnership, a covenant together with us. So we have our part that we have to play, and he has his part that he has to play. We know the prophet speaks about getting the mechanics in place. You know, being a mechanic myself, Brother Tino, we know, like, if you get an engine, let's say, and you want to assemble and build that engine up, you have the mechanical parts. But if you don't get, if it's a ignition engine, if you don't get spark and you don't get petrol, everything else is in place, but nothing will happen. There's no dynamics that will come to that. So that's what the Lord, and when he desires us regarding church order, the way we conduct ourselves, when we come here prepared, not necessarily it's good to, as Brother Maxwell said last week or the week before, that when he dressed and he looked in the mirror, he seen himself that, I'm looking good today. That it's good and it's necessary because it shows us that we're proper people. But that's not the essence. It's and we dress up as best as we can because we love the Lord. So we know that this is, if we could put it in a lighter way, that this is like a big interview. If you had a job that you really, really desired, you know, you're not going to say, like for myself as a mechanic, even when I go for in my casual way, I would tend to wear jeans and a t-shirt. That's comfortable for me. But if I go even for a job interview, I can't go with jeans and a t-shirt because my intention is to impress, is to show those people who are interviewing me that I respect them. I respect them and I really desire the position which is on offer. So, yes, we do know that dressing, we do our best to, we clean ourselves up and that is good. But the main real dressing and desire that we desire is that which is of the heart. You see, that's what the Lord looks at. Because it's easy to, you know, dress up well on the outside, but our hearts are far away from the Lord. So the Lord's desire for us all the time is we play our part. We know the Lord, he always, there's no appointment that he doesn't attend. Wherever Jesus is invited, he's always there. You know, so in our preparation, when we come into the house of the Lord, like we're saying, like last time when we spoke about it, we mentioned a little bit, I think the week before, Brother Eli had been speaking about the atmosphere. You know, and he just gave that illustration, and we spoke about it last time, of an egg. You know, that you take an egg, it's hatched by a hen. If it sits under the mother hen, the conditions are right. It'll hatch. But likewise, you can take that same egg and put it in an incubator. If you match the conditions, you'll get the same result. You see, so it's the atmosphere that's generated. That's what brings the result. You see, that's what brings the result. And that's the Lord's desire, because we know that the heavens are full of blessings. There's blessings that haven't even entered into our heart or even into our mind. And it's God's desire and his will to pour out those blessings on us. But the Lord, as we know, he works in a certain way. You see, God doesn't work haphazardly. You know, because like we're saying, if you take even the natural things, if you take school, if you take college, a workplace, everything, there's an order. There's a way, a system that has been established, that they have found that this, if we implement this system, we get the best results. So likewise, in the house of God, it's exactly the same like that. It's even more importantly like that. And so last time we just spoke about that, that it's the atmosphere that brings the results. That's a key thing, you know. That's a key thing. So is our preparation that comes from even before we enter the doors of the building, you know. But however, when we come into the house of God, there's an order, there's a conduct that sometimes, I mean, like we just what came on my heart maybe to speak a little bit about that is because we'll be going to, our church, every day that passes by, we're getting closer and closer to Charlestown, you know? And, whilst we are doing very well, but there's no harm for us to remind each other on some of the small things, you know, just those little things that sometimes they slip in, sometimes those things, they pass us by. You know, we forget about them. Because it's something which is very important. I'd like to read something from I don't think you have it there, the New King James. I just liked the way that they spoke of Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1, the way it was written. I can read it here. It says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give sacrifice of fools. For they consider not..." Sorry. Do I have the right one? My apologies. In the new... Do you have it, yeah?
That's it. Thank you, Lord George.
In the New King James Version, it says, "Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil." So just how they explain there that walk prudently. So that prudently is to walk with care. It's to walk with care, not walk as in taking steps, but it's our conduct. It's our behavior, even in the house of God. Because Matthew Henry, the one place where he made a commentary about a religious event, he said it's only sacred if we make it sacred. If we take it as a vain thing, it becomes a vain thing. You see, because it's human nature to fall into patterns and habits, you know. But we know, I'm sure all of us have listened to what the prophet has spoken many times in the church order. Yeah, The prophet speaks and he says, like when you come into the church, take your seat. He said, there'll be quiet music, playing softly. All these things, they're building up. They're creating an atmosphere. So he says, you come in, you take your seat, you sit down, you can pray where you're seated, or you can come to the altar and pray quietly. You can pray quietly. So all these things is for a purpose, you know? And we say these things and remind each other because as deacons, you can see that maybe that has moved a bit. You know, you see that that's moved. There's a almost a casual attitude that creeps in where it's not a big thing to talk unnecessarily. You know, not necessarily that you speak in bad things, but it's not necessary to speak.
Amen.
You know, because say, especially in the quiet time, you know, thinking ahead, we're going to Charlestown and that. We desire for the Lord to move from the time we hit the ground. So those kind of habits, we have to iron them out. You have to iron them out because we have many new people who are coming in, you know, and they don't know no other standard. They don't know another way. They used of that if I'm sitting beside D and maybe I think of something and it's not necessarily harmful, but it shows a lack of reverence.
Amen.
You know, because in that, the New King James Version, when you read what they say, another word that they said that prudently is to say, watch your step.
Amen.
You know, I know for us as when we were young, sometimes like our parents, if we were misbehaving, they used to literally say that word, watch your step. Watch your step, sonny. It means that you're out of order. You see, so like it says there, it says walk prudently, watch your step. If we committed ourselves, if we yielded to the Lord at home, before the church doors open, our hearts, we can't wait to get inside there. And when you're in there, the prophet has given us the blueprint. And we don't need to, we know his credentials in terms of sensitivity to spiritual matters. You know, he told us that the Holy Ghost is very sensitive. It's one small thing can grieve it. That's why you'd see in the prayer lines, you'd often speak and say, sit still. Just be still for me for a second, because the Lord is trying to work, maybe persuading someone's heart to believe, maybe something like that. And the person is focused. They're about to get to that place where they can receive their blessing. Then someone maybe starts to, did you see that this happened? I wonder. You see, it grieves away the Spirit of the Lord. And whilst today, it may not be you maybe who needs that particular blessing, but it could be you tomorrow. It could be your loved one. So the Lord doesn't say these things to us so that we just for no reason or casually. You see, these things are important. And it's important that we remember this, you know, that we don't speak unless it's necessary. You know, sometimes people will say, look, it's too much law. You know, but the word says all things must be done orderly. And even where there's the law, there's liberty, but liberty in the law. But still the law is the building block of it, order. God is a God of order. You know, if you look back, he said to Moses, take off your shoes. You see, when you approach me, that come reverently. And that's what it is. You know, another thing that maybe has slipped is the one of timekeeping. You know? God bless us, all you saints who are here on time and everything like that. They may long may it continue. But, you know, we do know and we understand that with it's not always easy. You have young families and different things like that. You know, that It's not always easy. However, sometimes you can see a pattern. You know, I'm sure it's the same for all of us. That for me, say for work, I know if I wake up X time, I need X time to get ready, I'll arrive at work X time, whether it be 5 minutes before work or 15 minutes. I know that a few minutes either way of that is going to upset that routine. So sometimes there's traffic. You'll know it that, look, usually, if Brother George is here this time, I think he was delayed in traffic. But if you see, sorry to use as example, but you're good for that, you're always on time anyway. So, but if you see Brother George, that every time, service starts 11 o'clock, every Sunday is there at 11:15. So it's a pattern. That pattern can be corrected, you see, because it disturbs. Sometimes, we're in this auditorium, someone's already taken their seat on the edge. You know, they have to move so that you can go in. You know, and you know, like a worst thing that to me personally that I've seen is sometimes it's single people. Like, it's honestly, I don't understand it. Because it's whether you're a brother or a sister, you don't yet have a trailer. You know, you don't have other things to delay you. So how can a single person, I don't know. Sometimes, look, saints are coming from far. I don't know. But even so, if you're coming from far, you know the time by now. It's those things there, those small things. The Lord has been faithful. He blesses us in this place. But there's more. You know, it's like how the prophet gave that example of the brother. He was a colored man in America, and they gave him a thin slice of watermelon. Yes, they called him Sambo. And they said, Sambo, what do you think of it? And he said, it's good, but there's more. You see, we want all the blessings of the Lord. So I believe by God's grace, when we fix up these small little things, those things will help us. You know, those things will really help us. And maybe I'll speak of one more thing. I don't know, are you able to get it up? If just to read from church order. Yeah, we'll read and then we'll go and see. Yes, can you go up a bit, 220? So it says, 70, Brother Branham, I'll read from there. Brother Branham, in respect to order of the church, we have tried to go according to the way we understand the orders given in the dedication of the new church. And by doing so, some have gotten mad and left the church, and others will not listen to anything we say, especially the children. We have talked to the parents about their children, and they won't take care of them. Now, have we misunderstood, or are we going about it the wrong way? So that's the deacons asking their questions. That's us. Brother Branham says, now let me answer this as they come down. In respect to the order of the church, we have tried to do, no, are we in the same? Stand that, no. He's repeating the question. In respect to the order of the church, we have tried to go according to the way we understood it given in the dedication of the new church. Now, that's correct. You're doing right. Now, this is supposed to be deacons, I suppose, because it's right here. It's a deacon's job, all right? And by doing so, we have often, people has often gotten mad at us. Brother Branham says, 79, they do at me too. They'll do at any man, see? A person that does that, there's something wrong with that person. They're not right with God. For the Spirit of Christ is subject to Christ's teaching, Christ's house, Christ's order. See? And any man that, or any woman, or any person's children that would get angry with God, with a godly deacon that would tell them to be, and or any parent would get angry with a deacon, really, we want everybody in this church where did I get lost? He said, we want everybody in this church that we can get. But if that would only cause troubles somewhere else, there's a thorn in the rabbit pile, as we used to say it. That person isn't right. So I thought it could maybe just to read that as well. That's okay. Thank you, sister. That's the prophet himself is saying it, you know, regarding order, how it should be done. And because sometimes as deacons, we have to ask people even to move their seat, you know. And you'd be surprised the reactions that you get sometimes, you know. But these are things that show. That's why last time we were trying to show is that to keep your foot when you come into the house of the Lord is not doesn't start there. It starts at home, in the secret closet. You know, a prepared heart. A heart that, like, it's a heart that's yearning to do right. You know, we let down on small, simple things. You know, there's things like even sometimes it's new people. So by the grace of God, as deacons, we always do our best to be tactful. But a lot of times you see it's saints that are well-seasoned. Come into the church of God chewing gum. You know? Like, it's there are things which you wouldn't expect, but it shows that something has come in. It's our service is becoming a tradition. Just a custom, a routine. Something that's casual. You know, that you do, it's like driving a car. When I first learned to drive, I used to look down at the gears to see am I placing it in the right position, am I depressing my clutch, everything like that. But I don't do that now. Many times I drive from my home to where I work, as many cases as it is, and I can't remember how I got there. So you operating on autopilot. Lord forbid that we should come into the house of God on autopilot. God forbid that we should come into the house of God, because the prophet said, you can't come into his presence and go out the same way. He will be here. He will be here. If our heart is not prepared, we go out. You can't go out the same. You go out worse. You see, because he always goes where he's invited. The minister always, we invite him here. So God forbid that we should let it become a routine, something that's casual to us. That, oh, it's another service. I'm looking forward to sing a few songs. You know, and you go out and nothing has happened on the inside of the inside. You see. But that only comes from a prepared heart. A prepared heart, not here. Here we're supposed to bring our lick of fire. If all of us bring our licks of fire, it causes a bonfire. Demons won't be comfortable here. People will be healed spiritually, physically. Lives will be transformed. That's our heart's desire, if the Lord can help us with that. And just to finish, even with the one of children, you know, that one is not easy, because I know we've had four, and they were all small coming to church, and we were laughing the other day about it. We were speaking about our first deacon here. You know, he was so good because he brought in order. Yeah, he brought in proper order. It was Brother Fergus was our first deacon. And he really did a good job. You know, there was real good order. But, you know, over the years, you find that little things want to come in. I thank God for the brethren who we work with as deacons. I think you can as well. Attest to that they're good. They have a balance, yeah? But sometimes it goes like, sometimes it's for the it's not easy for the saints who have children. But, you know, this is the house of God. And we do well if we're conscious of that. And what I found as well with children is that here is not the place where we can start trying to behave yourself. Don't do this. Don't jump. It's not the place. That's supposed to be done at home. It's the same preparation that you do in your daily life. You have the responsibility of these little children, you know, because It's God's grace. It's something sacred which God has given to you to raise up this child. You know, because a child doesn't stay as a child. We're not saying killed. Sometimes when you speak like that, people think that we're saying you must use violence. No, it's not necessary. You just, the teachers in school, they take the children from creche, kindergarten. But they find a system and a way to encourage the children to learn. You see, to learn, to say, no, when we are here, we don't behave like that. You see, because what it does, it hinders other people. Other people come with a prepared heart, they're ready. And every person here knows their children at a certain age. They can't be 100% quiet. But there's a level that's acceptable. You see, so let's be mindful of those things. That, you know, it's because when you Christ-minded, you thinking about the Lord, the Holy Ghost will bring that to your conscience, to your aunt, to say, hey, look, you need to fix up there. And sometimes the dynamic of the couple may be different. Sometimes the father is very laid back and the mother is strict. Father, don't interfere if mom is correcting the child, and vice versa. Even if you need help, there's always help here. But it's important to be conscious of that. We know they can't be dead silent. But as well, the prophet said they mustn't run around the church. They mustn't eat inside the auditorium. We're sanctifying this place as a place of worship. So let's have that in our hearts and in our minds. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Thank you for your time. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this time, Lord, to speak and to hear from thee, Lord. How we pray now, Father God, even as we look forward to the service ahead, we want to pray, Lord, for the song worship. May you please undertake, Lord, for the song leader on this day. Bless him richly and abundantly. Father, you inspire, Lord, and even us, Lord. Father God, may we play our part to lift up our voices, Lord, to make a joyful noise unto thee, Father. Lord, we pray, Father, looking forward to the preaching of the word. May you please, Lord, undertake for your servant as you have done, Lord, week after week, Lord. Please bless us in a special way, Lord. Father, that when we leave this place, we'd say it was good that you spoke to us along the way. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. And Father God, Lord, we just commit the rest of the service, Lord, into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.